Kenny hasn't lost the players, he's lost the fans.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The
Friday
Bump.
Night footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.
Not a great week for the SA teams. Port Adelaide, the could have been champions, and the Crows, bloody hell, 9-goal first quarter they conceded against the Swans. Roo, Bernie, Vince, Andrew Jarman, Chris Dittmar. How are you, men?
Good.
All right, let's start with the power, shall
we? Of course we will.
Great game against Geelong, but lost. It's been a few weeks in a row. Fremantle, just lost. Melbourne, just lost. And Geelong. Now, you can look at it one way and say, gee, they were good efforts, but that's not good enough. You actually want to play finals. You want to win. Mm-hmm. Where do you see it, Roo?
I think they're going pretty well, but they're not quite going good enough to, like, if you're talking about winning a premiership and being the side that Port Adelaide expected to be before the season started, it's not quite good enough.
Yep.
But they're going pretty good. It's hard to be a couple of goals off the best.
What do you mean they're going pretty good? No, they're not. They can't win these games,
They're
Roo.
Two goals off the best
side in
the comp.
Yeah, but they still can't win these games. You've got to win these games. Look at what Collingwood
are
starting.
We all want to be the best in the competition, but there can only be one side.
But they can't
be
happy with what's happening.
I'm not saying they're happy. I'm saying they're at a spot where if they change a couple of things and improve it or...
Well, change what?
Their ability to win these games. What's letting them down the most?
All right, so therefore, let's frame this question.
They haven't got a ruckman at the moment.
Let's frame it the other way. Have they underachieved?
Geelong were full strength.
Have they underachieved, or do you think they're where they're meant to be? Because it's two different questions.
I think we've covered this before. If you zip five at the start, it's bloody hard. Like there's only one side ever. I think Sydney did it a long time ago.
You can't play catch up footy, can you?
So they had bad luck with injuries at the start.
That's a carton of beer.
Don't answer the phone.
We're just recording the bump on Triple M.
We could get a scoop.
We want some answers.
Come on. Bernie, Jars and Dits about
Justin Reed's going to GWS.
I'll ring you later.
Hang on.
I think
while he's on the blower.
You'll get in trouble.
While he's on the blower.
Hang on.
Loudspeaker him.
No, Reedy. There are nine uncontracted players at the Crows.
Who are you talking to this week?
The Crows.
What's going on? Jars wants to know what's going on with his godson, so I'll be
coming around.
I know nothing.
Oh,
he's gone.
Oh!
He's done a run of it.
Now, I think Neil Craig said something to me once when he was coach of the Crows. He said he went around the, you know, there was all these media guys standing. He said, "Where do you think we'll finish?" And I said, "Oh, 10 to 12, something like that." He said, "So if we do finish 11th, are you going to then rubbish us and say we've failed?" And it was a good question. I thought, I can see where he's coming from. Because when you do finish 11th or 12th, the whole media jumps on and says, terrible year. He said, but you reckon we were going to finish 11th or 12th?
Mm.
And that's what I'm saying about Port Adelaide right now, I guess. My question is, have they underachieved or are they where you thought they should
They've
be?
They've underachieved.
No, well, we did all our predictions this year. I know.
But taking into account the injuries
sixth,
and everything.
Yeah, but Dits, sixth I had them. And I think, regardless of the injuries, I think they should have played finals with that list.
Yeah.
Yep. With even the guys that were playing.
Your sample program's
a mess,
isn't it?
It is.
It is a mess.
I can tell you right now.
Is it a mess or is it a reflection of the injuries they've had to the seniors? Because they've had quite a few all year.
I think that whole program is a mess.
There are people down there absolutely irate about it. The top-up players that they've had to use who are third division amateur league players.
Spot on.
There are people wanting to disband the Magpies, I can tell you right now.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a big story.
Yeah,
they actually
absolutely.
Want, and I know, and I won't mention names, but real, real big, you know, Port Adelaide champions with big names are saying, for God's sake, do not bring the reputation of that Guernsey down.
Yeah.
Get it out of the competition now. We're not going to watch this any longer. So it's a serious thing.
It's a flow-on
effect. The top-up player, they're saying if they want the clubs in there but don't want them to win. With the way the top-up players are, it doesn't make it easy. But if you don't get the best top-up players you can when you play team defence, well, Jarz, you know about it, and Bernie, you played team defence. Mm. If they've just come in and they haven't, and you've got more than five or six of them, you're not going to compete.
No. Do you know a couple of weeks ago, someone who works at the club, rang their son and said, come down quick, get your gear, come down.
Was that when they had COVID?
That's what happened.
COVID?
They rang their son and said, get down.
That is not league footy for Port Adelaide.
That's becoming farcical.
Now, the SAFL should not allow that to happen.
Absolutely.
That's embarrassing for the whole competition.
Mm. No, absolutely.
That's taking the Mickey.
Of course it
really.
Is. So with the senior coach, and obviously there's the spotlight on Kenny. And then you see a Zach Hinckley stuck on a Port Road sign. There was a sign of Ken Hinckley.
Well, that was the Port Adelaide Footy Club sign, wasn't it?
So
it
was not. So this is where the spotlight's going. What's going to happen down there? Will he part ways with them end of the year and shake hands and say, look, that's enough. I think it's time that they get a fresh voice down there and Kenny will find a new challenge. I don't honestly know. I'd throw it to you blokes first to see what you think, and I'll have my say in a moment.
Well, if you were on, let's say he's on 800 or 900, and you had a 1 year, you're going to part ways if you haven't got a club to go to?
No, you're not.
You're not. But what if Clarko doesn't go to North or Ross Lyon doesn't go to North, and North say to Ken, we want an experienced coach. Here's 3, 4, or 5 years at 800 or 900.
Right.
Come and rebuild our side like you rebuilt Port Adelaide.
I'd go. Put it this way, if he goes there, that could be a 4 year deal, couldn't it, for him? Yeah. Or another
easily.
5 years.
Well, he could demand four.
It's more security than he's going to get at Albany.
Well, he's not going to get a deal at Port until he proves next year. This is only me judging on what everything that Port Adelaide people are saying. I don't reckon they're going to extend him out until he proves next year that he's doing well.
Yeah.
But Port fans, even if, you know, like we're talking about, they're not happy if they're 2 goals off Geelong. They're not going to be happy with Ken Hinckley unless they win a flag. So he's basically not going to get another contract.
So I'll be
if
part,
you read, I'm just reading ways. The tea leaves. I'm not saying I know anything about it.
But
anything.
If I've got another job to go to, I'm parting ways with my football club.
But it comes down to who's available too, doesn't it? If the club makes that decision, like you've got to have someone. You can't just go flick him and then go, oh shit, now who are we going to get? Ross Lyon don't want to come. Clarkson doesn't want to come.
You go, we're going to flick him.
Now we might want him back.
He's contracted.
Yeah. So there has to be someone lined up ready to go. But do you start that conversation
now
behind his back? And he finds out about it. Like, that's not great either.
All right. Roo, you made a comment on Breakfast Radio on Triple M. You said he is coaching very well at the moment.
I think he's coaching pretty well.
And why do you say that?
Because they're 2 goals off Geelong. And they're very close to Melbourne. And they're not far off Freo.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not easy to be that close to the best sides.
All right. So then what? If I'm to go on what you're saying, then maybe things aren't that bad at Alberton.
Well, I don't think they are.
Hmm.
Port Adelaide set extremely high expectations, and that's good. And you're never going to be the best unless you aim for the top. But you've got to be realistic as well. And they have had a lot of injuries, and they haven't had a ruckman. And last year they didn't beat a lot of the best sides to get to the top of the ladder. They had a good draw, and they made the most of it, but they struggled against the best sides.
Correct.
Right? I think they're playing better against the best sides this year.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. Yep.
All right,
yep.
So...
Yep.
They were getting wiped by the best teams last year. Absolutely. And prelims, prime example of that. Mm. Got belted again. But they're pushing. The difference this year is they're still losing. But they're pushing them.
If they had a good off-season and plucked one or two more players, like say Geelong last year were getting to the final, got to the finals and got bundled out. And then De Koning's come on, Stengel's come on, Atkins has come on in the middle, and they've gone from being a good finals performer to a premiership contender. That's probably all Port Adelaide have to do over the summer to mix.
What do they
again.
Need, do you reckon? What is it? Because
well, they need a fit ruckman.
Fit ruckman, yeah,
would be good.
Defence.
Well, the Jonas same.
Cleary. Is Cleary doing enough?
Well,
Ditz.
Before Aaliyah come in. There was always, they were one real big brute short, and Aaliyah's come in, and you could argue they're probably still a little bit, they need one big who are perhaps
doing it,
but if their midfield was putting enough pressure on, they'd probably survive.
They do need another big defender.
And another quality mid to assist Wise.
Yeah, another quality forward.
And a small forward.
And get Grundy while you're going as well.
So my take on it, as a mad Port person, I'm not here to try and get rid of Ken Hinckley at all, and I mean that. But when you look at it, 10 years at the club, now there have been 3 prelim finals. Yep. You could argue that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's actually not good enough. You've got to win a flag. Mm-hmm. And the year against Richmond, they stuffed it up badly. That was the year to win a premiership. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're only 1 or 2 kicks away, though, weren't they?
Yeah, but they didn't win it.
No, but everyone would be very quick
to point that out. Can't say, yeah, but you could have won, but you didn't. You actually have to win and win the premiership, right? So after 10 years, I would argue, and please shout me down here, so I think Charlie Dixon's body's not going to get any younger or any fitter.
No.
He's hobbling now, and hopefully we get a couple of years out of him.
Right.
Tom
playing
Jonas
footy at the moment,
aging
though.
In defence, but puts his body on the line every week. But how many more years can that go?
Yep.
Robbie Gray, I think, done, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Travis Boak's our best player, arguably. He's the oldest one out there. We've peaked, is what I'm probably getting at.
That's why you need to shoot.
So therefore,
you need to have a good off-season.
So if Ken's had 10 years at it, we've peaked. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the fact that get someone else in and take
again.
And if he goes to a North Melbourne, he can get 3, 4, or 5 years. He prolongs his career.
Absolutely.
He's done his best at Port and has had a red hot crack at it.
Do you think they've asked Clarkson and asked Buckley whether they'd come next year?
I think they have and got a no from both of them.
So they've gone behind his back.
That's not going behind your back. That's doing the right thing. No. Due diligence.
Yep.
And at the same time, Ken's manager's been out there talking to other clubs too.
Yep. Mm.
So, you know, everyone's playing the same game, aren't they?
Maybe Kenny hasn't lost the players. He's lost the fans. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But again, not all fans. Playing
for him.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah,
but he's lost the fans.
But then I can watch Saturday night's game, and I was so excited and thought, what a great effort. Yep. This is brilliant. So I don't think the coach isn't going well, and it's his fault. So, you know, it's interesting that question, has he lost the fans? I think, you know, probably, it's a whisker away. The last 3 weeks, if they win those games, he's safe as houses. Yeah. I mean, that's how fickle the whole thing is. That's how crazy it is.
It is crazy because it's four you can't go. Be that close and think he's doing a poor job.
No.
You don't want him to win two and lose two. You either want him to get belted the last four or he wins all four. So then the decision's made.
But you're not going to make the eight.
There's this sitting on the fence, I feel, with Port Adelaide and the way they think it. Yeah. Everyone I run into, they want a fresh start, all the Port people I speak to, but I don't know. He keeps bobbing up, and like on the weekend, I was thinking, right, this is the game where I feel like this is Ken Hinckley. Whatever happens here, this is what he's going to be doing for next year at least. And I still didn't get proven either way because they were pretty good without winning. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but let me point to one thing. I reckon at halftime, there was one bloke in the middle who came out and changed dramatically, and I can only guess here because I don't know what happened behind closed doors. I reckon Ken Hinckley has given Finlayson the biggest spray of all time because that bloke came out and played for his life.
Yep.
So therefore, maybe Kenny coached really well the other night.
Yeah.
And Reece Stanley went off, which might have helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Finlayson got desperate. He started roving the ball.
Yeah, he wasn't even jumping.
He was doing all sorts of things.
He was reading the taps off the opposition ruck.
That's right.
His follow-up was great.
So he changed. Now, again, and it could have been the line coach that did that. I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, Ken's in charge and the team came back and it was a pretty good effort.
You got Collingwood Saturday to MCG, so it'll be another good test for your footy club.
It's hard. Doesn't get any easier, does it?
I think it comes down to Kenny whether he wants to.
I reckon they're due for a loss, Collingwood.
Are you?
They've been up for a long time.
They've won the last nine games, seven of those.
Because they know how to win. They know how to get the job done.
Less than a goal.
It's the less points
ever.
Their
luck is going to run out.
To win nine in a row. 62 points in total for nine games.
Sick to death.
It might not be this week, but it'll happen at some stage.
Work that out, Jazz. What's that a game on average?
What's that again, Ben?
Nine games in a row, total points, one by 62.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
9-7 to 63.
I beg your pardon?
What's that a game average?
That's about 7. You know I'm no good. You know I'm no good with numbers. Anyway, watch this space.
Cro-mania. First quarter. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to even know what to talk about with the Crows because, you know, they're just playing out the season, really, aren't they?
Can we just replay what we played a couple of weeks ago against Hawthorn?
You were there. What did you see? Men playing the boys
in
that first quarter?
Nah. I wasn't there.
but you watched it.
I did. It was just a domination by Sydney. It looked
brutal.
It looked exactly where they are on the ladder. Well, I think Sydney now finished top four with their run home. So that's a top four side versus a bottom four side.
How good was Sydney in the first quarter?
Very good. No, they were very good. Through the middle. Geez, Chad Warner is a player.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I thought he was pretty good and he'd show some signs, but geez, he's elite in the AFL now. And it's players like him, Haywood, those sort of guys that they're young. They're actually to around 20, aren't they? 20, 21. They're the guys carrying this team now. Not carrying, but really
lifting
contributing.
Taking them to the next level.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone talks about Buddy and Parker and all these guys. They contribute as well, don't get me wrong. But that young brigade, if I was a fan of Sydney's, I'd be very excited about not only now, but the future as well, because they've got some stars going through there. And, Adelaide outscored them in the last three quarters. I thought, hang on, this could be really ugly. It's going to get to, could be 120, 130 points the way it was going, because Adelaide didn't fire a shot. But then, to Adelaide's credit, they fought back 10-8 after quarter time. So, it's a bit similar to Port Adelaide. Do you look at the positives for the majority of the game, or do you look at the final score and the really poor first quarter. Berry's coming on. Berry, been really impressed by him the last probably month in particular. That it is what it is, I suppose.
You put your coach's hat on. Were they that poor in the first quarter, or was Sydney as good as they possibly can be?
Well, it's obviously a bit of both, but I think that's the best I've seen Sydney play in a quarter. It's their highest scoring first quarter since the 70s or something.
True.
It was elite. It was clinical. It was great to see. Great to watch.
So where's the list at? Where's the list at? You got McAdam.
I think the list is where he's
27 years old, can't consistently play footy week in, week out because his body's weak. Pardon?
Limps off a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the list at?
I think the list is about where they thought we thought it was going to be with the rebuild.
Okay,
so you're right on track.
So you think you're on track?
I think it's right on track. I'm as impatient as anyone. I'd like to be going better than what we are, but we knew as a club we were going to be down for at least a few years. If you have a look at any rebuild that's happened, it doesn't happen overnight. You need to stay down for a while and get your picks and nail them.
You have to turn over your list, don't you?
Absolutely. And then you have to give them time to find out who's going to make it and who's not going to make it. And you have to move on the ones that are not going to make it. Mm. And you have to elevate the ones that are going to make it. And then you've got to continue to bring people in. And that's where we're at as the football club, I think. We're, a couple of players away from being pretty good.
So you're talking up to 11 players?
So Lego is good too. Just while I'm thinking
less. You think less?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
No, I just
how many out of contract? There's a few out of contract. Nine at the moment. We got those names here.
How many are out at Port?
Well, I don't know. We're talking about the Crows.
Far out. We're talking about
Bleasian gets touchy.
I just think it's pathetic. We don't even talk about Travis Boak being out of contract.
Yeah, what's going on there, Dick?
Because he'll be fine. There's no problem. No, there's no problem. The reason you talk about Tex for months is no one knew whether he would get a deal or not. Travis Boak will be fine.
You sure?
Never get a deal.
Of course he will. Oh, I hope you don't lose
him. To be fair, there's no Travis Boak on this list that's out of contract.
Mm.
Davis, Frampton, Turner, Himmelberg, Borlase, Rowe, Nankervis, Hinge, and Newchurch.
Every club in the competition has about the same amount of players out. So let's.
What do you think Nixie needs to do next year to keep reinventing himself and moving the program
keep
forward?
Keep seeing growth from the kids that have been brought in.
So that's, that's good. Yep.
Saligo and Berry, big tick.
Now, we've talked all about Ken Hinckley. Is he doing a good job, Matty Nix?
I think he's going pretty good.
Yep.
From where he took over, the club needed to exit senior players, which is a very hard thing to do, and need to improve the culture after when Dom Pike was there through the grand final and through the camp, there was fractured relationships.
Yep.
And staff have moved on and players have moved on, and that is bloody hard to do.
Yep.
It's not a good time, not a good place to be. Mm. It's been tough. But the culture at the football club, if you talk to any of the players and the staff down there, is fantastic. And that's a credit to him and Adam Kelly and the leaders of the football club. So that is one big tick. And I think, with a couple of inclusions, they'll continue to improve. If they don't, well, then, the people in charge of that will move on at the right time.
Byrne, what have you heard over the border about Matt Crouch? Any clubs?
Not a lot, but I haven't really been asking, to be fair. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. Why is he getting scanned on a Monday when he heard it midweek, by the way?
Don't know.
His quad.
Mm. Not sure.
Righto.
Good question.
Mm.
Well, I just thought get it scanned straight away.
And the sample got a buy this week.
Maybe he didn't think it was that
bad. So he won't be playing this week because the sample got a buy. So maybe that.
What does that mean?
Oh, no. Well, obviously, it gives him another week to recover. Is he qualified for the Sample finals? How many you got to qualify?
I actually don't know.
You sent it through the other day, didn't you? There's that it's many clauses that in that.
Because you've got to go down to 17.
You need a lawyer to work out whether
max
you can play.
And then you got the top-ups.
And then you have to play
more games
in the SNFL than you do at the AFL in a certain period of time.
In the back half, isn't it?
As I said, they don't make it easy.
So you don't end up with 17, do you?
Nah. Yeah, the club still
Adelaide won't have a team.
The club still pays $400,000 a year to the Sandford.
Look, we're happy to play in there. It's a good competition.
Does Port Adelaide pay any
fee?
More than that.
No, they don't pay anything.
They don't pay anything.
Because they're already in it.
Okay.
Now, just finally, the state funeral yesterday, Roo, from all of us. Congratulations on your on the role you played.
Do much at all, but no, it was a good day.
It was superb, and I've got to say, every speaker was just magnificent. It was really well done.
Well done, Rupert.
Yes, it was a good day. It was a tough
celebration
day for everyone.
Of a great man.
He's a great man.
Is he? He's a great
Cornsey
man.
Cornsey summed him up well, I think, trying to define Knuckles.
Look, leadership can be a hard quality to define because it comes in many forms, and leaders come in so many different shapes, sizes, and personalities. But if there's one word that defines Neil Curley, it's leadership. He was born to lead.
Great celebration of a great man, what he's done for South Australian football. I saw Blighty there.
Blighty was there.
I shook his hand.
Yep. How'd that go?
Oh, not too good.
Kiss and make up, you two both.
We have.
So got the 97-98 reunion this Friday night.
I think you've got your gigs on.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a three-day event.
Three-day event.
I'll be a bit tired Monday morning.
I'd obviously
you're not going,
got my great memories. Well, I wasn't there. I was told to leave our 96. Anyway, I sat next to the great Barry Robren yesterday.
Barry Robren.
He's my boyhood idol, and I just cherished that 2 hours. I touched his leg a few times too.
Did you? How's Barry going?
He's going well. He's going okay.
Lindsay Head was there too.
Yeah. When those names were rattled off, I thought you and I, the three of us, have been so lucky to play in this great competition. Mm. What our forefathers have done for us. We've got to be grateful what they did.
Do you know one
Ted
thing?
Ted Whitten Jr. was there too. What? He said his old man just loved him, and they put on a brave face about hating South Australia and hating Victoria, but they actually, as Eddie McGuire summed it up beautifully, when you play, you hate the opposition, but you do admire and respect them because you know what they're going through. And I think one of Eddie's messages yesterday was that he wanted to let everyone in the room know that everyone in Victoria really loved Knuckles.
That was great. That was great.
It was.
One of the things I enjoyed, the old pictures of how big the Asana field was. When you see curls coming out onto Glenelg Oval, the crowds in the background, I mean, they are packed in like sardines.
That was huge. You know, you used to get 15,000, 18,000.
Massive times, yeah.
It was great.
In at Glenelg Oval.
Prospect. Burn, my favourite footy memories was, being a Port supporter, catching three buses to get to Unley or to Glenelg Oval or Nord Oval or whatever. Packed in.
Yeah.
It couldn't move.
Nord Oval. Nord Oval had that concrete wall where players used to get flown into that.
The old Ockham
Saint. No one wanted to go to Alberton.
But the crowds were massive.
Unley Oval.
It was brilliant.
You could smell it. You could just go, oh my goodness.
Prospect
Oval. It's on today.
What about going out to Elizabeth? That was another trip as well. They were all tough trips.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were great grounds. Like I say, it's to see those crowds, they were memories for me. That's what it was like.
And the suburban grounds in Victoria were just the same. Windy Hill, Moorabbin.
Victoria Park.
Victoria Park.
Yeah. Well done.
Nah, terrific memories. Well done, Roo. You've been listening to The Bump. We'll do it all again next week. Enjoy the footy.
Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's, The
Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.